Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring all 1960s 45s with both the A-side and the B-side of the 45 charted. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, The Miracles, Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Marvelettes, and The Elegants. All coming up the next half hour as we feature all 1960s 45s with both the A and the B-sides charted.
Drama! To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A little girl, it's true. loving you can do. For mighty good loving, baby. I wanna love you.
Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and Mighty Good Lovin'. That was the A side of the 45, reaching number 51 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1961. Before that, the B side of that 45, Broken Hearted, reaching number 97 in the U.S. Pop Charts. Before that, the A side of the 45 from Stevie Wonder, I Don't Know Why, and that only reached number 39 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts. The B side, it was the one that charted higher, My Sharia Moore, reaching number 4 from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all A and B sides of the 45s that charted, all from the 1960s. Well, coming up, a song that was really disappointing, Diana Ross Supremes, only charting number 69 in 1969, The Young Folks. Well, by 1969, the Motown record label was already grooming Diana Ross for a solo career, and they lost their way a little bit during that year before they regained their momentum. Well, by looking for a replacement for Diana Ross for Supremes, there were a number of candidates. One most notable candidate, Syreeta Wright, was considered to replace Diana, but after seeing 24-year-old Gene Terrell perform with her brother Ernie in Florida, Berry Gordy decided to replace Diana Ross with Gene Terrell. In November of 1969, Diana Ross's solo career was publicly announced, and their last great song, Someday We'll Be Together, shot up to the charts as number one. Well, here is the second to last Diana Ross Supremes 45, The Young Folks, right here on Motown.
Here they come, looking so alive. They're here for business, buddy, so none of your jive. Brighter tomorrow are in their eyes. You better make way. Make way for the young folks.
Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
The Marvelettes with Locking Up My Heart. That was the A side of the 45, reaching number 44 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1963. Before that, the B side reaching number 78, Forever. Before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes with the A side of the 45, No Matter What Sign You Are, reaching number 31 from 1969. And we started the set with the B side of that 45, The Young Folks, reaching number 69 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all charting A and B sides of the 45, all songs from the 1960s. Well, coming up, the Elgins and the B side of the 45, Put Yourself in My Place, right here on Motown Memories.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Darling, baby, life is so lonely without you. Life is so lonely without you. Since you left these arms of mine, I've been alone, crying, wondering why you left me behind. Carry on since you've been.
Intelligence with the A side of the 45, Darlin' Baby, and they reached number 72 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. And we started with the B side of that 45, Put Yourself in My Place, and that reached number 92. Well, this half hour, we featured five 45s, both the A side and the B side of the 45 charting in the United States Billboard Pop Charts. Well, coming up after the break, we'll hear from another five A and B sides of 45. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.